I love playing football. I love my parents. I love pizza.
I think that's just wonderful, Arlo, said Andrea Young, this annoying girl with curly brown hair.
She calls me by my real name because she knows I don't like it.
It's good to talk about the things you love. I love school. I love singing and dancing and reading Shakespeare and learning new things and getting good grades and...
Ooh, Ryan said. AJ and Andrea are talking about the things they love. They must be in love.
When are you going to get married? Asked Michael. The truth is, I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because they are awesome. I love peanut butter. I love jelly. When you put peanut butter and jelly together, they're even more awesome than they were in separate jars.
Saying the word love out loud means you're becoming more mature, Arlo, said Andrea. I'm so glad to hear that you're turning over a new leaf.
What? I didn't turn any leaves over. What do leaves have to do with anything? And why would anybody bother turning over a leaf? Leaves are pretty much the same on both sides, so it's a waste of time to turn them over. Why can't a truck full of leaves fall on Andrea's head? 2. STEM. I go to elementary school. It was named after a rich lady named Ella Mentry, so it has the perfect name, Ella Mentry School. Mrs. Mentry used to be a teacher at our school a long time ago, when dinosaurs walked the earth. After she retired, she donated $1 million to the school. Mrs. Mentry is really old now and walks with a cane. She still lives in the neighborhood, so if she forgets her name, she can just walk over to our school and see it on the sign. One time, she came to visit and a food fight broke out in the vomitorium. That was weird. But last week, the weirdest thing in the history of the world happened. Our teacher, Mr. Cooper, came running into our classroom. Well, that's not the weird part. Mr. Cooper comes running into our classroom every day. The weird part was what happened next. A meteorite crashed through the window, smashed into the whiteboard in a giant fireball, and knocked Mr. Cooper onto the floor. Okay, that didn't really happen. But I thought it would be more interesting than saying that Mr. Cooper tripped over his shoelaces. That's what actually happened. Mr. Cooper thinks he's a superhero, which is why he wears a cape all the time. Only superheroes wear capes. Nobody knows why. But that's the first rule of being a superhero.
I'm okay, Mr. Cooper said, jumping to his feet. Let's start our day, shall we? Turn to page 23 in your math books.
Ugh, I hate math. Why do we have to study math? Isn't that why Benjamin Franklin invented the calculator? He did not. Benjamin Franklin died over 150 years before we had calculators. Luckily, we didn't have to do math, because at that moment, an announcement came over the loudspeaker.
All classes, please report to the all-purpose room for a surprise assembly.
Ooh! Surprise assemblies have the perfect name, because you never know what's going to happen there. It's like opening up your birthday presents.
Not again, groaned Mr. Cooper. Okay, Pringle up, everybody.
We lined up like Pringles and walked 1,000,000 miles to the all-purpose room, which we call the all-porpoise room, even though there are no dolphins in there. I wish there were dolphins in the all-purpose room. It would be like SeaWorld. But the all-purpose room is just a big room with a bunch of chairs and a stage. We had to sit boy-girl-boy-girl to make sure that we wouldn't talk to anybody we liked. I had to sit next to Little Miss Know-It-All Andrea and her crybaby friend Emily. Ugh, disgusting! Everybody sat down. Mr. Cooper told us to sit up straight, so we had to sit down and sit up at the same time.